I will now give a very basic translation of each pasuk. Pasuk Aleph, Le David, these are the words of David HaMelech. Hashem is my light and salvation in times of distress. Therefore, whom shall I fear? Hashem is the refuge of my life. He protects my life. Whom shall I dread? Pasuk Beis. When the evildoers came close to me to eat my flesh, those who are my adversaries and my enemies stumbled and fell to the ground. Pasuk Gimel. If my enemies camp around me to besiege me, my heart will not fear. If a war should rise against me, in this I trust. This means I am calm and do not fear my enemies. I know that Hashem will save me. Pasuk Dalet. One thing I have asked of Hashem. I have only one request, that I may dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life, to behold the beauty, the splendor, and majesty of Hashem, and to visit every morning in His temple. Pasuk He. I ask that He should hide me and protect me from my enemies in His place of refuge. He will provide me with refuge in His tent. He will lift me up upon a rock, and I will defeat my enemies. Pasuk Vav. And now, when Hashem lifts me upon a rock, my head will be lifted up above my enemies who surround me, and I will offer in His tent sacrifices accompanied by the sound of trumpets and ram's horns, and I will sing, and I will sing praises to Hashem. Pasuk Zayin. Hashem, listen to my voice when I call. Show me favor in your eyes, and have compassion upon me, and pardon me, and answer me. Please accept my tefillah, and fulfill my request. Pasuk Ches. This pasuk expresses that David inwardly hears a voice that says, seek my face. And he recognizes this voice and understands that it issues forth because his heart yearns for Hashem. Your face, Hashem, I will seek. Pasuk Tes. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger from before you. You are my help in the past. Do not abandon me in the future. Do not forsake me. Pasuk Yud. For my father and mother have forsaken me, but Hashem will gather me into His home. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Hashem, teach me your way. Show me the path that leads to your house, and lead me and guide me on the level path, so that I will be delivered from my enemies. Pasuk Yud Beis. Do not allow my enemies to satisfy their desire. Nefesh means desire. Do not allow my enemies to satisfy their desire to do me evil. For false witnesses have risen up against me. False witnesses have stood up to testify against me. The term vifeach chomos refers to a witness who offers testimony in a wicked manner. Pasuk Yud Gimel. If not for my emuna, that I had faith in the words of Hashem, who assured me that I would still be worthy to see the goodness of Hashem in the land of the living, I would have already fallen victim to my enemies. Pasuk Yudalid, David HaMelech concludes with this pasuk by saying, strengthen your trust in Hashem, be faithful to Hashem, and seek Him. Be strong. Let your heart be encouraged that Hashem will deliver you from your troubles. I would like to conclude with a Mamar Chazal in Pasuk Yud Gimel on the word Lulei, Lulei He'emanti. The Mincha Shai comments that there are dots above and below the word Lulei in the words Lulei He'emanti. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Dalet Amid Aleph explains that the dots are there because David said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribonoi shel Olam, Muftach ani becha, She'ato mishalem sachar toiv latzadikim le'osid lavoi. I have trust in you that you will give just reward to the righteous in the future world. Aval eini yoideya im yesh li chelek beinehem im lav. But I do not know whether or not I have a portion among them. David had some self-doubt. Why? Because Shema yigroim hachet. He was afraid that a sin could cause him to lose the reward that he had earned. The Marsha adds that it is possible that the dots are only on the Lamed and the Aleph, and it would be as if it were written Loi He'emanti, which would mean Shaloi Hayod Davar Barur, that this matter was unclear to David HaMelech whether he would receive his reward.